She talks a little bit about virtue acting as like the other hand of discernment. Because mm-hmm. these two things are like tag team mm-hmm. Experience. And that whenever virtue discerns stress, discernment discerns stress. Virtue is what lets go of the cause of stress. So mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. like virtue is the thing that doesn't disband it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was curious.
I can kind of see it, but it's almost like virtue is a funny word for it because it sounds like that's an aspect of dispassion.
Right.
That's usually what I think of it.
Well, I think maybe because virtue has a of course, English it's kind of fairly narrow, but sila in terms of say in the Pali then has a wider application. It's like in the Visuddhimagga, it's sort of they pull it together, and there's like the sila of the precepts. But then there's the sila of sense restraint, sila of the use of requisite, and sila of likelihood. Yes. So then you start saying, okay, sila is starting to carry through, and then they're accomplished in different ways, so that they. Sense restraint is accomplished through mindfulness. The Padya, the sila precepts, is accomplished through faith, which is interesting. And then with the requisites, I think is
wisdom,
and then the livelihood is through effort. So that there's you start to oh wow, this is starting to unpack and turn into something quite integrated. Starts to bleed into all the different aspects of our life.
And Hiriyotapa has a sort of a recognizing quality to it.
Yes, and that's another aspect of when Ajahn Chah would talk about sila, he would always say its fundamental aspect of virtue is that sense of Hiriyotapa. Where the mind is sensitive to what it's doing, the results and the point.